Okay, so this is the story of Christmas. It is Christ Mass, and so let's move in Mass in worship of the Creator of the whole world, whose love defies the principle of Litmus. And so from Saturn, with no pattern, to every planet, brothers, sisters, let's raise the praise to Him who wants but doesn't need any assistance. When the storyline begins with a flashback, there is this funny feeling that you have a full knowledge of the content of the pack, right? And then the guessing game begins, trying to save ourselves from the shock that the unexpected brings, and so we shock ourselves beyond what our minds could ever think. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Christmas. If I imagine why everybody celebrates Christmas, if I imagine why walls that divide us have no stone upon another during Christmas? Did you know that when you see hydrogen and oxygen, soon you will hear Christmas? So don't be shocked when CNN will report the celebration of Christmas in Mars. Wrapping of gifts, keeping homes clean, the trees, the flowers we tend for hours, looking to the government, the sun or gen for power, our minds want to take a shower and our joys long for the top of the tower. This is the story of a king who didn't have to buy gifts to present, but wrapped himself in a high-budget apartment with cheap rent. He was rich, famous, full of glory, honor, dignity. It wouldn't be wrong if you called him a celebrity. He was poor, unimportant, immaterial, and so insignificant, but let me say, he wasn't born with all the in and on cans. Going back to where it all began, he used to be a prince in his father's house. His father being a king, you are sure nothing would be lacking in the house. He was sure of having everything wonderful, from blouse to spouse, and even the cows in the house would leave you with no words except words on words of wow, wow, wow. And everything went on smoothly until that one day he will always remember. Not because it brings joy, but because he still wishes that it never fled his temper. And now he's living with disjointed members. The maids in the palace were nice and caring people. They had smiles always in their pocket and were always willing to give out without thinking. I mean, why should they think when it cost them nothing to get? Food was never a problem, but Daddy always preached about the dangers of taking food from strangers. Little Prince was free to play around the palace like it was nobody's business. Everybody and animal of the palace loved and respected him because he was handsome and full of authority, as though he was a king. Of course, he was a king in his own right. So strolling around the palace, looking at and admiring everything like they can never hurt, hugging and talking to the animals that had rooms in the castle of his heart. The art was beautiful, until he met and had a conversation with Mr. Lucy. You know him, former chief of staff to the king, with salaries and entitlements so juicy. With just one fruity bite, beauty bid him good night, leaving him in a jacuzzi of black light, opening his eyes to the ugliness of the once beautiful sight. Relationship once beautiful, now ugly, and he's cast out of the palace. The king couldn't stand because at this point his temper had lost balance, leaving him to wander in the wonderland like Alice. Wasn't a common practice, but Mr. Carlos gave him a lift to change of status. Empty palace without the prince. He's out there on the streets trying to take care of business. Oh, juvenile delinquency, blindfolded and unable to see through Daddy's seeming stiffness. Time had gone by, and baby boy, Daddy misses you so bad. Can't you see that none of the maids have what it takes to make him glad? I see you searching for beauty in the art and history in your Infinix hot pot, but neither Infinix nor the maid have what it takes to make the family glad. The king knew the search was futility even unto infinity, and so he ignored the abilities that lied in his super masculinity. And then he left the city wrapped in something the prince could relate to, even at his level of deficiency. The family needs the symphony again. Or aren't you tired of leading different choirs to sing the only part that has held you in captivity? Daddy needs you back because the music is sweeter when it's done in harmony. Daddy needs you to come back and grow into sonship, but you can't take his throne because he will never stop breathing. So bruise yourself to Catelyn's gender to fit into his agenda of making you his queen so that you can rule and reign with him. as we tend the trees and keep our homes clean and green, as we display and devour local, national, and continental cuisines, as we visit the big screens just to have fun, enjoying every scene, as we wrap gifts and receive from Mr. Santa, let's not forget to remember that the king is still out there on the street, with arms open to receive every prince that left the palace in joy or sadness. In case you didn't know, he's out there on the street with love, kindness, and no violence. His heart is heavy. He knows your address but can't see you in the dark. So come out of the darkness. Stop the malice. Follow him back to the palace, where all the fun experienced by no planet can be a daily practice. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance.